Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, let's not forget to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing. Thanks so much for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and our bulk mail center haulers, guys that are hauling the bulk mail, Felix and company, as well as our suicide jockeys out there. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us right now from the mountaintop up there north of the station, we've got Denise Simon. And on a clear day, you can see for 100 miles, right?
I wouldn't say 100 miles, but
25, 30.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. Now, Ukraine. I don't even know where to start. We know the Russians are moving. We know they're being watched. We keep seeing the satellite photos. We know they got that 8-plus mile convoy and all that sort of stuff. And we know that President Putin yesterday vowed that Russia's bloody offensive in Ukraine would continue until its goals are fulfilled, insisting the campaign was going as he had planned.
And so, what are the countermeasures? Are the war gamers and the war planners and the statisticians and tacticians doing? And what advice are they giving to the Ukrainian military? Therein lies the question. And what can be done when it comes to what I call soft power? In other words, the United States is taking a pretty feeble, kind of a thin approach to all of this. We'll just send them weapons and we'll send them money, but we're not going to, and we're going to apply a couple of sanctions and we're not going to do anything else. I will say that the NSA, the National Security Agency, I guess, no such agency, whatever you want to call it,
right,
they are, in fact, the one thing that they are doing is helping Ukraine keep up their all things internet for communications purposes. So they have put in some real firewalls and they're protecting against some big, huge cyber attacks, of which
they had one already recently.
Well, they had an attempt, and it looks like there was another plan for a sizable one that was either in process or about to be launched. And so the NSA is very, very involved in that piece. Well, what about the rest? The concentration seems to be, for Russia, seems to be on the Donbas region. So what do we do? Well, I say we do electronic warfare. We start blocking as much of the Russian communications command and controls as we possibly can. I still go back to the newest strategic EMPs that are available. I hope that somebody sent some of those over there, but I doubt they did. But it's kind of like what's going to stop? What's going to make Putin lose? And I don't hear anybody having that conversation. How do we make Putin lose? So.
Well, I know what I would do if it were me and I was in charge. I would take that convoy out. They've got drones. They can fly drones.
Yeah.
I would start working on that convoy and get them to stop right in their tracks where they were at because they wouldn't know what was going to hit them next. But that's just me. What do I know?
Well, I mean, you still have, you know, an air problem. More than Ukraine's got a tough situation in controlling the airspace from, you know, missiles. So, you know, where is that defense?
Yeah.
I'm not seeing enough of it.
Yeah. And then we have the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom fly in and get out and walk down the street with his suit on.
Right.
That's just amazing. Amazing. The Russians, I'm sure, are kicking themselves in the butt over that one.
Who would know?
Yeah. Well, that's just part of the scenario. Now, the other thing is Russian military hackers attempted to knock off the power to millions of Ukrainians, and that's what we were talking about last week, and a long-planned attack, but failed. Now, that doesn't mean they're not going to try again, does it?
No, but that's what I'm trying to explain to you. Mm-hmm. The NSA is, I would say, the only offensive and defensive measures that the United States is proving to be effective so far.
Okie dokie, hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And, of course, we're going to change gears a little bit here because we've got the situation where Finland and Sweden want to join NATO. Now what? I'll be right back.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCodes.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away, and thank you very much. And by the way, folks, this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, is brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Now, Geico Insurance is the second largest automobile, personal automobile insurer in the country. They've been in business 85 years. They insure over 25 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, Geico's been working very hard at trying to put a program together where if you have a car or a truck, or maybe you've got a motorcycle or an ATV or a boat or an RV, that you can put those all together in the same policy. Now, where you'll really save some money is when you bundle your homeowners, your renters, or your condo insurance policy to one place. You get your vehicles in there, too, and you'll save a bunch of money. Now, I've done that, and I know. So there you go. Now, let's not forget that we also have an opportunity to check them out by going to the website, Geico, GEICO.com, taking a look at what they have to offer, and see what they can do for you. You can find out who your, not only your agent is, but you can also find out and get a quote right there on the website, Geico, GEICO.com. Okay, and back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Hello.
We have a Backgammon Bob question type person on the phone. Would you like to hear from him?
Sure.
Okay. Backgammon Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Captain. I was listening to Hannity the other day on the radio, I guess it was, his podcast, and they said they had there's a movie out called Rick, which is all about the election back in 2020.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And all the people that going from place to place with ballot boxes. And
that's right.
That
was predominantly about Stacey Abrams' deal.
Yeah.
No.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. And another thing was, did you hear about the new Democratic proposal for the location of the polling stations?
Did I what?
A Democratic proposal for the polling stations where they count the votes and stuff at?
I haven't seen or heard anything about it.
Yeah, it's a funeral home.
Oh, all right. Oh, thanks, Bob. Okay. No, wasn't that book rigged predominantly about Stacey Abrams?
No.
Well, she was mentioned.
That book, it was a book written by Molly Hemingway from
right.
over at The Federalist.
Mm-hmm.
And I interviewed her on that book.
Yep.
It really kind of lays out who all was involved and what the consequences were, including, I would say, most of all, Zuckerberg and the millions, the hundreds of millions of dollars that he spent, that offered.
Which he says he's not going to do again.
Well,
I don't believe him.
It was particularly interesting, as I think a couple of states have already banned him from doing that, Florida
yes.
being one, and
yes.
I think Michigan was the other one.
Yep. Well, we'll see what happens. Hopefully they'll stick to the game plan. Now, I'm confused about Joe Biden. The president of the Ukraine, President Zelensky, praised Joe Biden for calling out Putin's genocide. When just a couple of weeks or so ago, there was no genocide. What's going on here?
Well, Biden was asked last week if it was genocide, and he said no, but he would leave it up to the investigation. They're collecting data, blah, 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 blah. All of a sudden, yesterday, he calls it genocide. So, well, which is it? I think that was... He was asked that question before the bird pooped on his lapel yesterday while he was in Iowa.
Which they denied.
Well, I mean, you see it happen. It's in
I know.
The video.
I know, but Jen Psaki said, no, that didn't happen.
No, I didn't hear that part. But anyway, so, you know, as I mentioned on your show a couple days ago, or maybe it was one of the most important aspects of what is happening in Ukraine is that they are, in fact, collecting not just evidence for violations of the laws of war and all other things associated in that realm, but also collecting manuals and weapon systems that when they capture these tanks and so forth. So those are important things, their communications radios and so forth. So it gives us a real opportunity to cultivate what Russia is arming its military with and isn't, including the cluster bombs, which are have been against the rules of war. So, yeah, there you go.
Now, the Ukraine yesterday arrested a pro-Putin lawmaker trying to escape the country dressed in a military uniform, of which he was not part of the military. And that's number one. Number two, it's not really known for sure what it is. We were training troops in the United States, we found out, because of General Lloyd Austin, who let it leak that he was wishing them well and congratulated them on finishing their courses of learning how to use the weapon systems they were being taught to use. We did not know until yesterday, officially, that we were training anybody in the U.S., did we?
Yes,
okay.
I did.
Okay, well, I had not heard anyone...
They came here on February the 24th.
Mm-hmm.
They started what is known as Navy Small Craft Instruction and Technical Training in Biloxi, Mississippi.
Yeah.
And then they were moved, which, by the way, that particular school was operated under U.S. Special Operations Command. Then they were moved to, I think, Virginia, to Little Creek. And at Virginia, they got additional training for tactical maintenance and how to use the Switchblade, which is the newest unmanned drone.
Correct.
And so, yeah, we don't know the number of them that were here, and that's probably okay that we don't know, but I got an email, I don't know, on the 10th, 3 days ago, where he was thanking them and giving them their official send-off.
Now, we have got cryptocurrency that a lot of people are trying to push, and this story hit the back burner here and just suddenly popped up front a minute ago. There's a U.S. crypto expert who was sentenced to 63 months in jail for helping North Korea. Do you know anything about that?
Jail for 63 months for... They gave technical information to North Korea relating to cryptocurrency systems. Now, why that was happening... we don't necessarily know, but let me see if I can actually tell you a little bit more on this one. He's a computer programmer, actually. And according to Virgil Griffith, name is otherwise known as Roman Poet. Why he had that name, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
39 years old. And, so he decided that he was going to went to some kind of international conference and was exchanging some interesting stuff.
Okay. Well, to be continued, and we will talk again tomorrow morning. And who knows what's going to happen between today and tomorrow with everything that's going on over there. Have yourself a great day. Enjoy the weather.
Oh, thanks.
Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there and take advantage of the things that she has to offer, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA Radio News.
2021 marked the deadliest year in U.S. history. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, there were 3.46 million deaths last year. While COVID was a major contributing factor, the death rates for stroke, liver disease, and cancer all increased. Drug overdose deaths have also risen, although the health agency does not have an exact toll due to the amount of time needed for lab work. Inflation soared over the past year at its fastest pace in more than 40 years. The Labor Department said Tuesday its consumer price index jumped 8.5% in March from 12 months earlier. That makes it the sharpest year-over-year increase since 1981. Actor and comedian Gilbert Godfrey died on Tuesday after a long illness. He was 67. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Remember, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will train you to become a certified aviation maintenance technician, a very high-paying, in-demand job, something that you will want to do once you find out what it's all about. And here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. The first one's in Clearwater, Florida, which is right down here where I'm at. I'm in Tampa on this side of the bay there in Clearwater, the other side of the bay. And then the second one is in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. So that's up there in the Boston area. Now, you have a choice as to which one of those campuses you want to go to. But you also can call up and take a tour, ask to take the tour of either one of those campuses or both of them, so you can make your decision on where you want to go to school. Now, that being said, their phone number is 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080. Call them up. ask to take the tour of whichever campus you want to go see. You want to see them both? You can see them both. That's all up to you. Now, you'll get a chance to meet with students, with instructors, and the money people that have the financial loans, the student loans and whatnot. Now, if you are a military veteran and you have benefits to use in your GI Bill, they will help you do that. They'll help you use your benefits, so it won't cost you anything. And if you have benefits left but don't know how much, they'll check that out for you and let you know. But you need to, and you owe it to yourself, really, ladies and gentlemen, you need to call them up, ask to take the tour, and see what it is they can do for you. It's such a tremendous opportunity. The number again, 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And don't forget the website, NAA.edu, NAA.edu. Check them out. Get yourself up to one of the campuses so you can see what's going on. Well, Russia says that it hit Ukraine air defenses before their eastern push. Now, they had 20 or 30 of the S-300 defense systems when they started all this. It was my understanding that about 10 of them were destroyed, but not all of them. Russia was making it sound like they destroyed all of these defense systems, and they have not. Now, when they claimed that, they obviously renewed their push to gain their air superiority by taking out weapons that Kiev had described as crucial ahead of the broad new offensive over to the east. But if you remember right, they have another S-300 system coming to them. And there's probably going to be more than that coming to them to help them out. So we'll wait and we'll see what happens there. Now, we had a couple of Army generals, U.S. Army generals, that were nominated. One to head the U.S. Army European and Africa Command, and one to be the Joint Special Operations Commander. They've been chosen for the new posts. Congratulations to them. More on that in a minute. And with the world's transition now being fixed by Russia's invasion of the Ukraine and debates breaking out on Twitter over whether or not the U.S. should send the country fighter aircraft and missile defense systems, security assistance, and whatnot, the question is, are they going to do it? Or is one of the NATO countries going to do it? Somebody is going to definitely see to it that they get what they keep asking for, especially if they continue to beat the Russians on the battlefield to the limit by which they're doing it. They're doing a hell of a job for what they've got. Now, the Army is transforming. They are adding three new units. European and operations have arrived in upgraded gear and future-focused technology and new ways to do battle. So the future is here. We'll see what it is they do and how they do it. And let's not forget that Russia, even with the sanctions, has to be able to feed their war machine. And they're working very hard at trying to make sure that that happens. Now, Biden asked India when Modi, the leader of India, the president of India, was here during a Russian energy strategy mission. He asked India to cut their Russian energy purchases. And India said no. No. So, so much for that idea. They will still continue to get their fuel, which they need. But India, all of a sudden, and they were much friendlier under Donald Trump as president. They liked Donald Trump. They liked Donald Trump. And President Modi treated him like he was a superstar when he went there to visit, remember? Well, Biden doesn't have that affordability, nor will he ever get it. Probably because they know that he's done something nefarious when it comes to the Chinese, who they don't get along with, I might add. So, the next big battle in the war is more than likely going to be in the eastern part of Ukraine. And it's likely to look very different than where they've been fighting. Different terrain. We'll see how that plays out. This is going to be a situation where he who has the best long-range artillery and tanks and air power will control the battlefield. Which means that for Ukraine to stand a chance, they've got to get some sort of air power of their own and not just the few MiGs that they've got. That's not going to work. So we'll see what happens in the days and weeks to come. And I'm not sure how long this is going to last, but we're getting down towards the nitty-gritty here if Ukraine can't get something substantial to defend themselves and be able to go on the offensive. Now, the Navy has offered $25,000 to all of their recruits to ship out quickly. Navy recruits who have recently signed up but aren't shipping out until the July or September time frame can opt to move up their departure and cash in as well by getting an extra $25,000 sign-up bonus. How do you like that? By the way, the VFW is having a lot of trouble. A lot of older people there, a lot of older veterans there. And they're trying to get some of the 911 vets to join to fill the void that they've got there right now. We'll see how that works out. Okay. Coming back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Thank you very much. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, brought to you by our friends at Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, Acura. Now, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you are going to love Moss Acura. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and that's also caused the flagship MBX Sport Utility to have had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MBX has had a new, more rigid body attached to it, a double wishbone suspension, and now comes with a 345-horsepower engine. Now, you want to talk about something that's amazing? How about this? Your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. And they honor all those who have served our country, whether or not you are active military or a veteran or a first responder or a church pastor, too. You get great care taken care of you. Now, they're located on North Florida Avenue, right next to Nissan in Tampa. So you've got Nissan and Acura, both Moss Family Automotive dealerships, side by side. Now, you find them out, find out about them by going online to Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the Captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. Great dealership, Moss Acura. Okay, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
How you doing?
Were you surprised by anything you heard yesterday with the Consumer Price Index?
No, not really. I mean, they telegraphed the high number. I actually believe that it's much higher than they're letting on. You know, the bull excrement flowing from the administration and pointing fingers at everyone and everything outside of themselves. Again, you just It's hard for the American people, if you're a thinking person, to trust any of these people in power, whether it be the Federal Reserve, whether it be the administration. And you know, we've got to come to grips with the fact that at some point in time we have to live within our means. We cannot continue to spend money the way we have. We cannot continue to print money the way that we have. We got a country right now where so many people are demanding, if I want more stuff. You know, in the run up to the last presidential election, you and I were talking about this. You, a lot of your listeners demanding more government checks and more Trump checks.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're paying for that now.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're one of those people out there that was demanding, you know, another government check, another handout, whatever it may be, I'm sorry. You're part of the problem. Okay? This is what happens when you just throw money around haphazardly, and that's exactly what they did.
Yeah, you won't get any argument from me on that. Now, supply chain disruptions, strong consumer demand, as well as food and fuel shortages amid the war in Ukraine have sent U.S. inflation soaring to a 40-year high in March. It hasn't been this high since 1981.
Yeah, this weekend on my radio show, I'm playing all the hits from 1981 for bumper music, just so you know.
All right.
That's what we're doing today.
All right. Let's see. One of them will be Wayne Chung.
I don't know if Wayne Chung was 81.
I think he was in the 80s.
Yeah, in the 80s. I actually looked up the number one song for the year was that song, Betty Davis Eyes.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Now, the other thing is according to the data from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, which was released yesterday, the Consumer Price Index, the CPI, which is what we're talking about, which is a key measure of inflation, rose by 8.5% in the last year. Now, the CPI rose by 1.2% from February to March. Now, this is with gas, food, and housing driving most of the price increases.
Well, and again, you know, that's what's, quite frankly, that's what's most important to people.
Yep.
For years, I talked about this, and again, I'm very much at a disconnect from the Federal Reserve and the government. The most important inflation measure out there isn't how much your computer costs or how much your cell phone is or whatever it may be, your smart devices. It's what you need to survive on. There's certain things out there that we all need to live on, and if you're in certain areas of the country, guess what? Where it's cold, you're going to need to spend more to heat your home, and more to, you know, whether it be for water, food, getting from point A to point B. Now, for many people out there, because of the commuting that has taken place, gasoline may not be as big of a deal as it might have been several years ago, but the reality is the stuff that you need to survive on has gone up considerably. Shelter as well. You know, rent, home prices, you name it. That's what's most important. I've always made this thing. I said, they always talk about inflation. Oh, yeah, look at consumer items and television sets and how inexpensive they are. You can't eat a TV.
No, and what's the price of gas up by you?
You know what? I'm going to have to tell you tomorrow. I mean, I've driven by. I haven't looked. I got to go fill up my car today.
Okay.
So it's you're probably I'm guessing mid fours.
Okay. Because what's happened down here is we've had a couple of new gas stations where I live come in to the area, and the price of gasoline has suddenly gone down below $4 a gallon. As a matter of fact, one of them was at $3.89. The other one was at $3.85. Right within a mile of each other, and I'm going, boy, I'm loving this. Now, it's not a big savings, but it's about 10 to 15 cents below the going price elsewhere.
Yeah, the topic of energy, I had Biden yesterday in Iowa, talking about this, changing from E10 to E15. That is akin to doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it really is. Again, he's not the only one. Trump pushed that gimmick too. Trump was all in when it came to ethanol, and I was vehemently against that and still vehemently against that, as should the citizens of the state of Florida, because all of that runoff from the phosphates gets into the Mississippi River, which then affects the Gulf of Mexico. You deal with a lot of algae blooms and dead zones in the Gulf of Mexico, which is never good.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the fact, E15, your gasoline is not going to take your car as far. Not to mention the fact the cost of fertilizer has gone up, so it's going to cost more to produce corn.
If you can get it.
If you can get it. Well, not only that, I mean, corn is used to feed cattle, and that's going to make the cost of feed higher. You know, we've got to get off of ethanol. Ethanol is a joke. It really is. And it's a shame you have a lot of Republicans pandering. You got Charles Grassley and Joni Ernst cheering this move by Biden.
Mm-hmm.
No, we should be growing food. We shouldn't be growing fuel.
Well, I'm going to read you a statement here and then ask you a question from the statement. Core inflation, a measure that does not include volatile food and energy costs, grew some 6.5% over the past year, the most significant increase since 1982. Now, if they had food and energy in there, how high would that 6.5% be?
Oh, yeah, it's again, that's you take a look right down the line at what you're paying, everything from flour to meat, to, you know, whether it be beef or chicken, you know, produce, all down the line. It's gotten very, very expensive. A lot of people you start speaking to locally thinking about, hey, you know, I may have to, you know, start up that backyard garden again, you know, which was something that many of us had growing up as kids that
never
got from. You know, it's starting to sound like a good idea, but, you know, my issue here in Long Island are all the deer and the raccoons. I'd have to sit out in the back in the backyard with a shotgun all night to keep them away.
Yeah, and usually what happens is when you plant something, the seeds, if you do it that way, the birds will be after the seeds.
Yeah, yeah, you kind of have to beat it. You got to know what you're doing here. We got a lot of wildlife around here. It makes it a little bit more difficult.
Hmm. Well, once you come back to Florida, you might have a surprise of where you might be going to. But anyway, the London Metropolitan Police yesterday fined the Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, and Chancellor Rishi Sunak for attending parties in the government's property during the coronavirus lockdowns. They call them coronavirus parties.
Yeah, that was a story from several months ago. Again, you know, government officials not following the rules that they, you know, make everyone else follow shouldn't be the surprise of anyone. You know, it's pretty much par for the course. And we'd see that not long ago at award shows where all the celebrities don't wear masks.
All right. Well, I will talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel. Enjoy the weather.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, The Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. Go there. Check it out. See what he has to offer. I'm sure you'll be a happy camper when that happens. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.